This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on airport security around the world. Brussels is a tragedy. We're in a long line, and the feeling that the queue is growing is inescapable. Watching the endless loops in the news on CNN, BBC, and whatnot, who wants to pile on? But I can't help myself from adding a word or two about airport security around the world, because that's an area where I've had frequent encounters. First, passengers have become almost endlessly patient with all manner of security precautions, regardless of their effectiveness. So consumer tolerance is absolutely not the issue. Secondly, the rules continue to be different everywhere from country to country. In the United Kingdom now, liquids of less than 4 ounces are okay, but they have to be separated and put in a plastic bag. Flying all around the world, including the U.S., I was stopped earlier this year and had to surrender a pack of razor blades to TSTA that were dandy in New Orleans and London, but didn't work in Washington's Dulles, and when I questioned the agent, he yelled that I should have seen that on TSTA's website, which was frankly a laughable response. I've also been lucky enough to find four S's on my boarding pass in both Heathrow and Halifax calling for extra security checks, where they required every piece of electronics to be swabbed, and in Canada, actually turned on to make doubly sure. I'm good with all of this, but I have to wonder, is this really security? Thirdly, when the talking heads recommend screening of passengers before entering airport common areas and cite the elaborate protections around the rest of the world, I have to raise my eyebrows a bit at that as well. In Nairobi, once you enter the airport, you have to have your bag screened and go through an x-ray, for example, but many passengers don't realize that and wander about and queue up to the ticket counters only to be sent back for screening. Not much protection there, but you are screened going into the concourse and again before you go into the waiting area for your plane. In India, because of their concerns about terrorists in Pakistan, you are met at the door of the airport entrance where a soldier checks your passport and ticket. And there's often long lines at every door offering opportunities, but once they've checked your paper, you're in. Your carry-on bags have to be in a separate tag, which is checked but by the military before you go down the ramp to the plane. The tag is stamped by the military after you're screened by the machines. Nonetheless, Brussels-style opportunities in India are everywhere. On domestic flights, virtually anywhere, including the U.S., nothing and nobody stops people from going into baggage pickup areas where there are soft targets galore. In Johannesburg, I was once asked for a bribe by the screener as my bag came through the chute before he would hand it to me, which, at the least, was mission trip. I often wonder if any of this is really supposed to be security or mainly optics. Certainly in the U.S., when we look at the almost $8 billion spent by TSTA, we also read experts everywhere dismissing our liquid and shoe-shedding protocols along with much of the rest of what TSTA is doing. Sure, they catch the odd gun and knife, but that's late in the game for a lot of mischief, and much of it is modern-day traveler's dementia. So should we have more dogs and police roaming the concourse, and is that profiling? With more patrols, notice folks wearing one glove, which turns out to be a tell. Maybe, maybe not, but I'm okay with them trying. Why put the dogs in the baggage pickup areas as opposed to the common areas, for example? Is there a case of people having flown thousands of miles and then created mayhem? I can't recall one. A million years ago, I read a book by someone named Skolnick who was writing about the police and the fact that they are always looking for what he called the invisible assailant. That's bad if they're blind to the threats of people who look like themselves, but that's fair if we're talking about well-trained professionals rather than rent-a-cop security folks or the like who are actually on the alert for trouble and smart enough to suss it out. I suspect if we were dealing with what HBO's The Wire called real police rather than play pretend, which is often the case now, even with TSTA, then me and the rest of the flyers would be okay with more looking and poking if that's the price of safe travel. The one thing that is overwhelmingly clear is that we have no choice but to get on the road and jump on planes. That comes with the job. But the rest of the jobs need to be done well to make sure we can get ours done too. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.